Governor Herbert approved a $101 million tax increase and a $75 million property tax hike.
Taxpayers provided a $700 million surplus, and then the legislature came back and said, well, that's not enough. We need more.
Utah Taxpayers Association VP Billy Hesterman once told KSL the increases surprised him.
We have a really conservative Republican legislature that we believe would not want to raise taxes on the good people of Utah.
Gas taxes will fund transportation and roads. The Utah Transportation Coalition figures the state lost $90 million to inflation since the last hike about 18 years ago. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.